It's amazing to serve a God. Who's this dude?
Yeah, yeah.
You just don't realize that it is. All right, gotcha. Okay, we got that line printed out. She knew the verses on it, if not, come here. Anybody need an outline? Raise your hand. Raise your hand now. We got the Daniels back there working on it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You feel like it's somebody day to day.
Yes, sir.
My Lord.
Yes, sir. Good day.
All right. I think that's about it.
Man.
All right. Let's get ready to read. As it can and will. Already read some from Luke 5, verses 1 through 11. So it was, as multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said, "Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, I'm a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid, for from now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
I hope you just ask the Lord, if you will. You say, "Lord, help me to listen better than I've been listening."
Yes, sir.
I'm up here. I'm the one going to be speaking. I'm going to say, "Lord, help me to listen better." Then I've been listening.
Yes.
Today I want to talk about, use it as a title, discipleship. There's a catch to it.
Come on.
All right.
Okay.
Discipleship. There's a catch to it. You heard that idiomatic expression before. There's a catch to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was this week and probably last week, one of the things I got frustrated with, I was trying to find a new internet service. And one of the services I was looking at, you know, said that you can get it for like the internet and the telephone. I don't care about the other cable stuff. But then they had a telephone, and I think they said it was like maybe, I don't remember the exact price, but maybe like $69. I said, "Well, that seemed to be a pretty decent price." But there was a catch to it. In other words, sometimes if you're not careful, you'll see something. But if you're not careful, you'll miss the catch.
Amen.
Kept on reading, and it said there was a promotional rate. That's what you got to sign a 24-month contract. That's how much it was the first 12 months. And then it went up $10 a second. 12 months. And also, there was a data limit of 1 terabyte, which you knew that if you use a lot of things, you would probably run out maybe like halfway through the month.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be some more added on to your bill.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, first thing when something's presented, you don't unless you're careful, you don't realize there's a catch to it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say who that internet company was. I'm just going to say it like this. Their name is in the word attitude.
All right. They made you get one.
All right. You got to be careful. Because sometimes when somebody tells you something, it seems to be too good to be true.
Yes, sir.
I stopped by to tell you, you better be careful. Because there could be a catch to it.
Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes it happens like this in relationships. You find somebody because she looks so good. Nice body, pretty face. Hair, the way you like it. You see, nice car, find out, got a little money in the bank, good job.
Mm-hmm.
Go on your relationship, and you think you got a good catch.
Yes, sir.
You think, oh, yeah, he or she, that's a good catch. Friends, oh, yeah, that's a good catch. But then you find out there was a catch to it. Sometimes you think it's a good catch, but if you're not careful, you'll miss the point that there's a catch to it. Or there's a catch to it. You remember a few years back, playoff game, Green Bay against Dallas. Dez Bryant caught a ball in the end zone. Most people looking at the catch in regular time thought it was a good catch. That's a good catch. That's a touchdown. But then they did an instant replay. And reviewed the kicks.
Yeah.
And said, because of the rules that were in place at that time, not now, but at that time, it was not the kicks. You know, sometimes when a team, sometimes when a team, somebody catches the ball and they're not confident in it, and they may think, oh man. You might not have really got that. You know what they'll do? They'll rush to the line. You ever seen that? They rush to try to get the next play. But if you get to the next play and get the next play off, it can't be reviewed.
Right.
And even if it was a bad kid, you won't know because you rushed to the line.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times like that, I'm just throwing this in for free. In relationships. Amen. Somebody, amen, that may, you may think, is a catch. But you got to notice they're rushed to the line. They're rushed to the bedroom. And before you know it, the next play, in the next play, and you won't realize It wasn't a good case.
Yes, sir.
In life, when there's important things, relationships are important, business decisions are important.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You got to move at a pace. Listen to that. Trying to share wisdom. You got to move at a pace that if there's a doubt about the case, you can go to instant replay and put it in slow motion. Because they're going to try to, if you go out there and try to buy that car on the car lot, they're going to try to rush to the line. When you try to buy that house with a real estate dealer, they're going to try to rush to the line. Most people sit there trying to rush you to the line. You got to watch people try to rush you to the line. Because wisdom says you don't rush it, take your time. You do the instant review. You go home. They don't want you to go home, they want you to take a test drive. Because they know it's a feeling of the will to make a deal. They don't want you to go home and review what did he say. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. What was I going to pay at first?
Right.
What's the monthly bill going to be in? And because they'll meet your monthly bill, but they added some months on it.
Yeah.
And they don't want you to see that. They're trying to rush you through. When you're buying a house, when you're buying a car, when you're signing a contract, when you get into a marriage, I'm trying to tell you, you got to slow yourself down and watch the instant replay and make the review so you can make a wise decision, because what you think is a catch may have a catch too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Saying that now. Let me get to what we'll say. Even discipleship has a catch to.
Yes.
Amen.
Even following Christ has a catch.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and share the catch. We're going to come back to it. Because followers, this is the catch. Followers become fishers.
Amen.
Followers become fishers. That's what we can do with that. Let's look at our text today. But let me tell you some things leading up to the text. Now, the day before, what takes place in our text? You can look back later on today in chapter 4. The day before, Jesus was preaching. Jesus was instructing in the synagogue. He was preaching the word of God in the synagogue. He was instructing those in the synagogue. And a man had a demon. The demon spirit in him. And Jesus told him to be quiet and come out of him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's in the morning service.
Amen.
Then you know how it is between morning service and evening service. You got to go home and eat. So they went over Peter's house. They went over Peter's house, and Peter's mother-in-law was sick. She had a high fever. They went over there between services. Peter's mother-in-law had high fever. And they asked Jesus, you know, my mother-in-law got high fever, and she's sick. And Jesus went in there and healed her.
Yeah, right.
So he didn't cast the demon out of the morning service. Went over in between when it was evening. Cast the fever. Healed Peter's mother-in-law of the fever. And healed her so well. You know, sometimes when somebody heals, you got to have a few days to come and less. Healed her. And she got up and cooked them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That's the kind of Savior we serve. Healed her. She got up and cooked them. All right. That's enough. He already cast the demon out. Healed Peter's mother-in-law. Then he said, okay, time to go back to evening, sir.
Yeah.
Went back to evening, sir. Folks heard about what happened in the morning service.
Right.
Now they all are gathered around. People about all the sick. Is there some other demon-possessed folk there? I'm just in chapter 4.
Right.
And Jesus got to hit it, and she started healing all the sick for whatever diseases they had and casting out demons.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, you see, okay,
Morning service, demon got cast out. In between service, when they went on Peter Mother's house, healed of her feet. All that long, people came around trying to do, they got healed. Amen, they got delivered.
Right.
From the demon said, now, this is the next day. It would open up and it said, you know, now because of all that had been going on, there's a crowd.
Yeah.
And they're listening to Jesus and they're trying to get close to him. Amen. He's out on the Lake of Gennesaret, which is all called, also called the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah.
Thank you. He's out there, people crowding him. You know, for crowd, where you're trying to talk to folk all around you, all pressed up on you. So he looks over and sees two boats.
Yeah.
And he says, he goes over to Peter's boat. Peter already know him. Now, see, sometimes you got to go back to chapter 4 to realize Peter already know him. So he said, hey, Peter, let me use your boat. Peter said, all right, man. You the best. You the best for family, him, or mother-in-law.
Right.
You know, we heard about it. Let me do it. And see, Peter left, you know, after the, I don't know if he went back to night service. I'm not sure Peter went back to night service because he said, you're going to see what I don't think when I'm back to night service just a moment. Peter left to use the boat.
Yeah.
Jesus got on the boat teaching.
Right.
And it brings me to my first point in outline. When you're a disciple maker, when you're trying to make disciples, when you're trying to fish, when you're a follower of Christ, the first thing you got to do with the person that you're trying to disciple, trying to win to Christ, trying to bring to growth in Christ, is instruction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see that point.
All right.
Point one. Instruction. Jesus was instructed. The word of God preached. And when Jesus was actually teaching, it was the word of God preached.
Right.
Because he was God himself. You heard the word of God because he was God. So whatever his word was the word of God. And people can't get around. He pushed down that boat, made him a pulpit out of a boat.
Okay.
And you got to be careful
what
you let Jesus use of you. You know why you got to be careful what you let Jesus use of you? Because there's a catch to it. Oh, how we have a witness in here. You got to be careful what you let Jesus use when it's yours. If you let Jesus use something, you better be careful because that's something that you let him use.
Yes.
He's going to bless
you.
Yes. 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 You let Jesus out there talk to the multitude and preach to the multitude out of Peter's boat, and they were listening to him. And then said, after it was over. After he finished preaching and after he had finished the instruction. And that's what we got to do. We got to, when you're discipling somebody, you're not telling them what your wisdom, what you think about things. You're telling them what the word of God says about things. Now you might just give them application how you apply God's word, but you're telling them what they don't want to hear what we have to say. They want to hear what God has to say. When you come here on Sunday morning, you don't want to hear what I got. You want to hear what God has to say. What God has to say. And so that's what we share. That's what we instruct people in, is what God has said. Because God is still speaking. Don't think God got quiet all of a sudden. He still speaks every time we open up his word.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Every time we share from his word. God is still speaking.
Come on.
But now, instruction is where we start. But that's not where we stop. That's not all. We cannot be what Christ would have us to be as followers and disciples. The disciple maker or the disciple. We're all disciples making disciples.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be what God would have us to be if we stop in instruction. If Sunday morning is all we do, we're not what God wants us to be.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Man.
Don't think because you come in on Sunday morning and God gives you some brownie points.
Come on out.
You were every Sunday. That means that you are what God wants you to be. God still has another place for you to go. So it's instruction plus. Y'all see that plus sign there? We got to add something to it. Instruction, but the instruction has, what has to be added to that instruction is demonstration.
Amen. Yes,
so after the instruction was over, Jesus realized this. Jesus looked down, sit up, brought the boat back, saw the empty, the cleaning the nets out. You know, being a fisherman back then was kind of, wasn't an easy job. And these big heavy nets, and after you finish working all night, put the net in, bring it up. Got anything? Oh no, man, then put them back down, bring it back up. Got anything? Four or five times. You know, all night long, you've been putting it in the water, taking it out of the water. That one on a little bit of this net weighs hundreds of pounds. The boat about 30 foot long by 7 feet wide, 7-8 feet wide. Bring it in and get it. So they did that all night long. They do it all night long in the summer, they do it all night long in winter. It was a difficult job. Then once you finish the net, when you did it at night, because the fish couldn't see the net.
Right. Right.
In the day they would see the net and go around it. When the day came, they stopped fishing. And they had to clean the nets. Because if you didn't clean the nets would rot.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't last long. So they cleaned the nets. They mended that they had holes in the nets. And then they washed and they folded them up.
Right.
So they sitting by the lake, folding up the nets. They've been up all night long. And here comes Jesus. Oh, wow. You know they're tired. They've been out all night long. But then, verse 4, but when he stopped speaking, he said to Simon, lunge out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said, Master, we have caught, we worked hard all night long and caught nothing. Nevertheless.
Yeah.
I saw the kind of miracle you work.
Yeah.
I saw the kind of stuff you do. Most times, somebody told me and I said no. But you're not an ordinary man. There's something about you. We see God in you. So even though I'm tired, we just got these nets folded up. But you tell them to lunge out into the deep and they listen to His word and lunge out into the deep. It don't make sense. See, sometimes the Lord will ask you to do something that you think you're an expert at.
Yeah.
And he'll say, I know you think you're an expert at this, but I want you to do it like this. I know you think you're really smart in this area, but I don't want you to do it like you've been doing. I want you to do it like this.
Yeah.
See, we like that God help me in my weak area, but sometimes your weakest point is your strong area.
Yes,
because your strong area, you won't listen to.
Yes, sir.
Peter said, you know how long I've been fishing. I know where all the fish is about here. I know where the fish hang out. I know the best time to fish. We've been out all night. And
you won't be doing it in the daytime. Come on.
They're going to see Jesus. They're going to see this net and go around it.
Yeah.
But they say,
nevertheless.
You said, we gonna go on out here.
Nevertheless.
And then it said, when they had done this, when they done what God asked, this is power. When they done what God asked, even though it didn't make sense, God will sometimes ask you to do something that don't make sense. That God God asked them to do something when they did everything they thought they knew. And they wanted, and they went out there. That's what we're going to do because the master told them. And all of a sudden,
yeah,
fish started coming.
Yeah.
Because not only,
come on.
He's a sovereign God.
Yeah.
So whatever he's saying. Amen. He just spoke to the fish.
Yeah.
I need y'all to go over. All right, well, we're on our way. We're on our way to the fish. And the fish went and fished. And it said, they had, not only did they catch just a few fish.
Yeah.
It said they filled the net.
Yeah.
Woo! I wish I had a one.
Yeah.
They filled them so much. They had so many fish in the net. Wait a minute. And let's know it's how John did it. And John didn't come over here. It's been a red in the net.
Yeah.
Come on, put some of these fish right now. We got too much over here.
Yeah.
Hey, when God fills you,
yes,
you want to share it with somebody.
That's
I
right.
With when He fills you, you got to share it with somebody. Somebody said, I wasn't going to keep it to myself.
Yes, sir.
How many things? I'm going to keep it. I said I'm going to keep it to myself, but
yeah.
I just had.
Yeah.
Woo! That's the way when you met Jesus. That's the way when He started impacting your life. You can't keep this stuff to your.
That's real.
You can't keep it to yourself. Said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I couldn't keep it to myself. Come over and help us with this boat. And then it said they got so many fish that over the boat.
Yeah.
We can't get this. They had a hard time getting back to the shore.
Yeah.
They listened to him when it didn't make sense. That's what followers do. You listen when it don't make sense.
Yes.
But there's a catch. Oh, I wish I had it with you. There's a catch. And it was a big catch. It was a good catch.
Yeah.
A catch to it. And they caught more than they ever had.
My Lord.
You know, most of us want that kind of blessing.
Yeah.
You know, have that kind of blessing. I want to do a miracle like that in my life.
Yeah.
You ever said that? Yeah. You heard about what God did for somebody?
Yeah.
Else?
Yeah.
He said, man, you know, I want a miracle like that in my life.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, if you want a miracle like that in your life, there's a chance.
Yeah.
You see, the lake of Genesaret is the lowest freshwater lake in the world.
Okay.
It's the lowest freshwater lake in the world. And you watch the way God brings miracles. He always, I didn't say all, but most of the time, He didn't even do what He wanted to do. But most of the time, He brings a miracle when you're at your lowest point.
That's real.
So if you want to see a miracle like this, you got to be saying in your, you don't realize, I only work those kind of miracles when you're at your lowest point. Now, do you really want to go to your lowest point and offer this miracle? You said you want the miracle, but you don't want to go to the lowest point. The only way I can give you the miracle is to take you to your lowest point. You say, I want a miracle. God, I want to see your glory. I want to see what you do. And then when God starts taking you to your lowest point, you say, God, oh, no, I don't want this. But if you want a miracle, He has to take you to your lowest
point. Yeah.
You can't see. See, that's the only time He works. I mean, that's the most time He works. Miracle is when you, hey, the woman and her boy said, we down.
Right.
I got a little bit of oil left. We can go out of here.
Bring it to.
She was down to her lowest point.
Yeah.
And that's when God showed up for the miracle.
Yeah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Somebody might be down to their lowest point this morning. I'm trying to tell you, when you down to your lowest point, you're in the right position for God to come in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God, my God.
You're right spot. was the Lord for me.
That's real.
Jesus.
Oh, that's real.
Yes, sir.
Then you might say, well, God, I really don't want the miracle. Just help me best you can. Then let me see you work every day.
All these business, fish in the world. And I don't really know God back then. I'll tell you about it. And they had some sardines back then. That sardine, pickled sardine. And you know Mary of Magdalene? She called Magdala. Magdala was where all the sardines were.
Okay.
Also, they had tilapia. That's what I would say. This is tilapia. Tilapia now, it's called St. Peter fish.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Now, there's also in there were catfish.
Yeah.
But the Jews didn't eat catfish.
Right.
Because catfish is not clean.
Right.
Catfish is the bottom.
Right.
But they were catching the sand to the northern sea. But they didn't eat catfish.
So they bought in and tied. They already cleaned the nets up, folded them up. And Jesus said, lunch out. In daytime.
At that, yeah.
Into the deep. Yeah. All those things. Don't put a wooden deep on their child. Daytime, Nets already going up. Everything went against. When they come and say,
no, yeah.
Whenever God says something.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta do it. And when you're discipling somebody, they need to see it. Now, let me. That's when you're talking about. That's when we're talking about fish. Okay, that's a fishing demonstration. But now, most of us not going to be fishing. But we all are responsible as followers of Christ to give what I call a living demonstration. You got to demonstrate living to the person that you're discipling.
Amen.
How to live.
Amen, for sure.
Because without Christ, life, just like when Peter Nim was up all night and caught nothing, without Christ, life is a futile attempt at living.
It really is. Amen.
You thank you, but in other words, you can never live the life that God created you to live and have the fulfillment that God created you to experience. You tried it. You thought, if I can go up the corporate ladder. If I can get the big work. If I can get the right job.
Wow. Amen.
If I can get the right salary.
Said it.
If I can get enough in my bank account.
Yeah.
If I can be popular enough.
Wow.
If I can enjoy the illicit places. All of this you thought was you said that's really living. If I can just get high and have the folk around me, be with people I want to be, man, that's life. If I can just have stacks all around, money all around, smoke what I want to smoke, just be happy. That's living.
Come on, preacher.
That's a funeral attempt at life.
Amen.
Reason why the feeling is difficult when you come down from your high and all go around you going home,
Amen.
You still have an emptiness inside
Amen.
Of you.
Amen.
That can't fulfill you.
Amen.
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 And that's where a lot of the people that you decide are going to begin it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. But they need to look at a life that's experiencing. Fruitful of mind.
Yeah.
That's what you got to choose. Not perfection. None of us is perfect.
Right.
But they all see the fruit.
Amen.
And it ought not be, you know that fruit is, artificial fruit. You know, sometimes you go to the house, and they have a little bowl. And you know that's not real fruit. Because he
You go over there a year later, it's still the same thing. It's in the same spot. Amen. Truth be told, a lot of times the fruit we have in church is not real. The kindness, we fake it.
Right.
The kind we fake it. It's not real kind. It's not a kind that comes from our heart, from inside, spirit produced, empowered kind. It's just a kind because you know, well, mama taught me to be kind as God can please. Be nice to old people. And that's all good, but it also, once you're a believer, it shouldn't just be something you go through the motions of. It should be something that comes from within.
Yes.
The love should be something that comes from the spirit produced from within you.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, he said, first the thief come to steal,
kill,
and destroy.
Right.
You got to be careful about the thief.
Right.
Amen. Because the thief, I told you, sometimes he'll tell you something, try to get you into something. He'll try to get you in it so quick.
Right, that you won't, come on.
That you won't catch.
Yeah.
All right.
That they'll catch you. And next thing you know, he done stole something from you. Or killed or destroyed. And you can be walking around 2 or 3 weeks later and you don't realize that you done lost something.
That's real.
You know, sometimes I heard people have stole something and you don't realize they done stole something. Because until you need it, you go
right.
Come on. What happened to that? Do you start thinking about
Wait a minute.
Oh, shoot. I let that boy in this house. I know I shouldn't have let him in here. You done cut, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, you done trace yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm waiting with thee. God done bless you. Amen. With a joy or peace. God done bless you in some way. And then the thief that came in, still killed and destroyed it. And a few minutes.
Watch the day.
It's something I see. It's in her capacity to see.
Yeah.
Sometimes people go, they only way somewhere. I'm beginning to see the life of Christ reflected in their lives. Then all of a sudden, something happened in life. Something will happen in life. Something always happens in life. And that same person was full of joy and peace and growing and moving forward. Now you have time to look what they're like. Like they ain't got no old joke. They always be mean. You can't let this person on first impression minister. So they all messed up. You have to sit down. Come on, you have to sit down for a while. Well, you got some issues.
Yeah.
Now they don't realize what has happened, but
that's real.
The thief that came and stole.
Yeah.
They were growing.
That's what he did, preacher.
And then he came in and stole it.
Yeah.
And they upset with everybody, but whom they should have been upset, because somebody came in and stole the joy, the peace, the growth that you were going. And you mad at everybody but one of the soldiers. Jesus said, in opposition, that I come that you might have life. Not just a little life. I want you to have a life that's
awesome.
I don't want you to have, I don't want you to have a little fruit. I don't even want you to have more fruit.
Yeah.
I want you to have much fruit.
Yeah.
I want you to have much love.
Yeah.
I want you to have much patience. I want you to have much peace. I want you to have much self-control.
Yeah.
You want to have so much self-control that whatever that thing was that had you changed.
Come on now.
Ever here all by myself. You want to have so much self-control that that thing that had you hooked and chained, it can't hold you. I wish I had a witness in there. Unspeakable joy and peace. You have so much that folks don't realize when you going through what you're going through, how you got so much peace and joy.
My Lord.
Because you got fruitful abundance.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why. And that's what that person, see, the person, when you disciple somebody, they're spending time with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work if you just spend time with you at church.
Come on now.
Disciple somebody, you got to do stuff with them. You got to be around. You got to be around them. What did they come on, Peter? Later on, they said, come on, you need to follow me around. You see how I handle the situation.
Right, right.
You see how I handle things. That wasn't new because they don't know how to handle stuff. That's how your children learn how to handle things. They hang out with you.
Amen.
Be sure when your children hang out when you realize you're discipling your kids.
Amen. That's real.
You ain't doing too good at discipling. I'm picking up that gallon at the liquor store.
All right.
Yeah.
That's real.
You ain't doing too good at discipling. Stop at that other woman on you. Stop in her house with different excuses every day on the way home to your wife. They can get suspicious. Why that always stopping over? Mary Ellis. Seems like every day she needs something. Or he needs to fix something. Or he needs to check. Now they're 4 or 5. They might not understand then, but then when they get 9,
trust me.
Okay, Mama, yes, I'm gonna marry the house. But I'm just trying to help Mary. Your mom don't understand, she get mad. I don't know why she get mad yet, so let's keep we don't want Mary, I need help. They will figure it out one day. You have not discipled them.
Amen.
Disciple hang around. Don't let dope dealers be better disciple makers than you.
Right.
Amen. That's how we learn how to sell dope. You hang around somebody to sell dope. You know you do it when you cut it, this way you make the deal. When the police come, this is what you do.
Right. Yeah. If you don't go out, you don't go out. Come on.
Amen. This is what you do when they catch you and they take you down. This is what you say. This is what you don't say.
Right.
Don't worry about the way we met that. And do you know all the people hung out with?
Right.
Y'all know that you don't deal with disciple makers.
Yeah.
So you be a disciple maker, you know, for that person in choir. They don't know how. Sometimes you got to do things with it.
Yes.
Right.
Once you got to, you decide with somebody else. You going shopping or you know, you going some other event. Come hang out with you, little one. Hey, I'm going to do this. Want to go? You want to go? So they can see you in action. They can see how you drive. Be crazy. What? With a running tag, you drive.
Yeah.
What you say when people see cut it from
right,
you?
Right.
And you got to be in that down.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I guess you can have something important to do, so I'm going to come back up. Now they see you cursing. if they see you giving people favors and you're not pointing. What you gonna do when folks have attitude with you in the store?
That's real. Mm-hmm. That's real.
Mm-hmm. What you gonna do? They need to see you in a different scenario. Mm-hmm. But I wanna tell you, Jesus invades every area of our life.
Amen.
What you gonna do, brothers? You out of sight? She come back. One that you can make you take a second look, in a third look, in a fourth look, and then just stay. You are trying to disciple somebody now. You trying to show them the right way. What you doing? I'm saying you need to be doing that even when you're discipling the person out there, because you're and you need to develop that habit while they're not there, because number one is right.
Amen.
But when you're in the habit of doing something, because if you got the bad habit,
right.
And you decide with somebody even before you know it.
Right. Amen.
have you produce. Is that you got to live the kind of life in God's strength that when that person hanging out with you, it's not, it doesn't mean you're not going to make a mistake. You're not going to
right,
mistake.
Right.
But they ought to see growth.
Right. Amen.
Especially if they knew who you used to be.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And now they see, oh, wow, they really have changed. I heard about it. But now I see it for myself. Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's when people really, that's when something special takes place when you hang out with a person and you're instructing them. But they didn't, because people don't care what you say.
Yeah.
They need to see you, how you do.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody can say anything.
That's real.
But what they see you doing.
Right.
So it's actions. It's instruction plus demonstration.
Yeah, right.
Then it's, oh yeah, it's instruction plus demonstration equals
transformation.
That's how people get transformed. Now see, none of that happens in just regular church.
Right, right.
Regular church, you get some instructions. And a lot of times, you don't even get a good demonstration at church, let alone out of the Word. It's pretty easy to demonstrate a little bit at church, but a lot of times, unfortunately, if we're not connected to Christ right, sometimes we don't even give a good demonstration at church.
That's real. Amen.
I'm going to challenge you. I'm challenging us up. Me too. I'm challenging all of us up. Let's be able by the way we live. And that's all you do. If you just live like that for Christ, I'm not saying just put on a special deal because somebody looking at you.
Right.
But I'm saying just be that way.
Amen.
A disciple is not something you do. Mm-hmm. It's something you say, you shall be my
right.
Disciple is what you are. And they just need to see what you are. That you, and they see the fruit of the abundance of the Holy Spirit that's working in my life. I come that you might have life and might have it more. And then after all that, after Peter saw all them fishing, and they couldn't bring him in, he falls down on his knees and said, "Oh Lord," because he realized who he is now.
Uh-huh.
If you can do this, if you can bring this thing from a futile attempt to a fruitful abundance and all these fish, you are Lord. You can, we can see command demons, type fever, heal people, and now you can even speak to fish, make fish come into death. We can't get down that long. What was that law of nature? Woo! You somebody.
Yes, sir.
You almighty God. And he said, oh, and when you see who God really is, it humbles you. You say, I'm unworthy. You say that Isaiah came and saw the glory of God filling him out there. Said, woe is me, for I'm a wretch and undone.
Yes, sir.
Peter was saying the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Peter said, I'm a sinful man. I don't even desire to be here.
Right, right.
Now, I'm telling you, we're all in that same predicament.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes.
Amen.
We're all in that same, oh, Lord, I messed up so much. I messed up.
Yes, yes.
When you really see me, you really, because see, you thought you were pretty good because you were comparing yourself to other people.
Uh-huh.
But when you judge yourself by God, say, oh, God, right, I told you where to go.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's real.
Some boys are like, oh, I don't really need church. I don't really need Jesus because they do it to other people. Right. When you see God still.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus. Please, I'm a rich. Lord, I mean, but just go away from me. Now, no, Peter. Don't say, woe is me. But I want you to know what I want you to do. I want you to follow me.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir.
Follow me! Because I got you think because you got all the issues and all the problems, I can't use you.
Yes, sir.
But follow me, Peter. Because you know if you follow me, that'll catch to it.
Yes, sir.
And follow me, and I'll make you fishes or something burns that catches of me.
Yes, sir.
You can catch men. Men will on their way to hell, you can catch them.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Safety net for
man.
Right.
Peter, you just, these little fish right here, that's just something you do. One of these days, there won't be no more fish in this. That's just something in the temporary. Peter, I want you to do something that's eternal, that has eternal significance. Don't waste your whole life doing something that has no eternal significance. God says, I want more from you.
Yes, sir.
Mom, I want you to do something that has eternal significance. He said, now, when you do something, that don't mean you have to, don't try to be a different person. Because I'm going to use your uniqueness.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say, Peter, I know you're all about fishing. So I'm going to use your fishing. Some of your fishing stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you use that fishing stuff.
Yeah.
To catch me. Oh, y'all don't hear me.
That's
right?
Real. Yeah.
Now, you don't have to become a farmer, Peter.
No.
Hey, man, come on. Now, somebody else, he's going to talk to you and say, hey.
Come on.
You're a farmer, he's going to talk to you about seeds and farming.
Right.
But he's going to want them to use their farming.
Right.
And then he's going to talk to some people that got shepherds in them.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about being a shepherd.
Yeah.
Whoever he talks to, he always met you with your own talent.
Yeah.
Just bring what you are. Because I made you like you are, but I made you to do more than you've been doing.
Right.
I may have given you some talent and some abilities, but I'm gonna infuse over the Holy Spirit and you take it to another level.
Yeah.
If you just doing for the little stuff you were doing, waste it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make you an author, but I want you to write some things for me.
Yes, sir.
You ain't not gonna be just a regular author.
Yeah,
you can use whatever talent you got.
Oh,
I'm gonna
God.
Make you a teacher, but you ain't gonna be like no other teacher. Hey, anybody can teach, but I'm gonna make you the kind of
teacher.
I wish I had a witness in here. I'm going to make you fix your man.
Yeah.
You don't catch people. It's only the way to hell is saved.
Yeah.
And allow them because of the way you disciple them. You hit me and give them
to
hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Thank you, Lord God.
I want all I do to be left on earth. I'm trying to help somebody to make it to the other pass this thing. Say to something, I'm telling you, when you try to do this, he will always bring up what you doesn't pay.
Yes, right.
You don't count for nothing. You ain't going to never be enough. You ain't never going to be enough. Look, you can't do this. You can't do that. There's someone here. There's someone there. God said, all right now. It's all right.
Yeah.
Because I can take you.
Yes, sir.
And I can be eternal.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Eternal.
Thank you, Lord God.
Eternal significance.
Thank you, Lord God.
Well, ain't that good, God?
Yeah.
Follow me.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, follow me. Because what happens when we follow him, and this is the same way with somebody who's real disciple. He says, the first thing you want to be a disciple, you do it for him.
Yes.
You demonstrate how it's done.
Right.
You demonstrate what your life, how Christians for them.
Yeah.
If it's some particular thing, say you're trying to show them how Christians handle money. How did it budget?
That's real.
Yeah, no. So you say, hey, this is what when I go this way I pay my bills. First, you got what your most important bills.
Come on now.
You got to have a house, gas, to go to work. Now, see, one of the reasons why you ain't got no money for this right here, because see, you got beauty shop and nails.
That's real. That's real.
And you can get those things, but they can't be at the top.
Right.
You didn't put the wrong thing at the top of the list. You got to put them down the list.
But
what? Why do you want beautiful fingernails and then you can't get no gas? You can't go to work, but you ain't got no gas to put in the car. But you got to put in the fingernails.
My thumb is keeping work.
Come on, been there.
You got them jars on.
Yeah.
But you can't pay child support.
Yeah.
I know y'all been coming here all this.
Yeah.
You got to put the most important thing at the top.
Yeah.
And you go around the top thing, and then you get to the bottom, you can do those things.
Yeah.
If you don't get to the bottom, then you just got to throw. You got to give them up.
Yes, sir.
That's true.
Come on.
then go down to the power store and get some polish and put on your polish.
Thank you.
You can't get no $25 in here. Go down and get you $1 worth of fingernail polish.
Amen.
You own
it, Pastor.
Amen.
That's real. Do
like the pastor do. Don't go get them, y'all. Don't go get them $100 to $200, y'all. Go out of the Walmart.
I
and they got some kids that go, put them $12 kids on you and take care of your children.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And if you don't want them, stand in line at Walmart. Dollar store.
It works.
Find somewhere.
Right.
$150 to $200. And then your kids.
Yeah.
Their shoes got holes in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. That ain't manhood. That ain't manhood. That ain't manhood.
At all. At all.
Men. Take care of your family. Provide.
Amen.
Yeah. Know what I'm saying? So you show them. Nurture. Show them how to do it. Hey. Then they go, okay. They say, well, Pastor, I tried it. But then I still have, then you got to do it with.
Right.
Come on, let me help you. Okay.
Right.
So now you say, what can
be
I do?
Be transparent.
Well, get your envelope.
Yeah.
Be quick. You know how much you spend in an envelope. What's that envelope in there? Yeah. You ain't got no more sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, that may be real simple for some people. One,
yeah.
One, this is your, now all the other money for bills. Once all your bills are paid, this is your envelope. Yeah. This is all you got left. Mm-hmm. So you got to use what's in this envelope.
Use the wise.
Now I'm gonna, okay. You got to tell me, in the end of the next month, more the envelope, okay. All right, now I'm gonna choose yourself. I'm just gonna observe. Call you. How's it going? You got that paid? Got that paid?
That's right.
I ain't trying to get your business. I'm trying to walk. I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to help you. You know the rule, God said, when you need help sometimes, I'll share with you, but we need help, we'll help you first time. But the second time, you got to come to the pastor. The reason why I want you to come to the pastor is I'm just going to help you with your budget. And then if you say, well, I said, well, you just ain't got enough money. Sometimes people, they think you can't find a job, especially if you fall in that widow category. Then we just have to, put some money aside for you. But before we do that, we got to make sure that we tried everything else.
Yeah.
Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Try to say, hey, get your company, you have to find your better life company for a power company. You paying way too much. Mm-hmm. Maybe we need a cheaper company.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm going to keep my mom. I'm trying to support it. So that's what you do. That's what you decide. And I'm just showing like it in finance, but it can work in any area.
Amen.
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 Now, last thing. Let me close. I'm good. I'm probably a little over now, and I'm about to out. Let me give you one illustration, then that's going to be it. That's going to be it. Yeah. Listen here. You kind of summed it up for me. I was over a friend of mine's house. January, around about time of our anniversary celebration. Kind of, we hang out with them a little bit usually. 2 or 3 years when time of anniversary, we spend the time with a couple. And the guy's name is D. They was here for our anniversary, when we had Fat Wife anniversary. And D asked these questions. He's always asking questions. And we were sitting down at the table. The lady then went to the restroom. He said, we talking about gas or something. And he said, you there, you thought. He said, what? Think of a moment. Think of a moment when you were most proud of gas. What was the time that you remember that? She made you more proud. And I thought, listen, she has she do? She do a lot of good stuff. She's good. She's a good student, A student. Mm-hmm. That's good.
And she's a all the teacher says she's well behaved. She's a great leader. Mm-hmm. People look up. She's always put a leadership. People just follow her to comfort. Because of who she is. She's a great leader. And then you know she's a really, really good basketball player too. Really good athlete. She ain't mean the potential she is. Her potential is the size of the limit. I talk about all those things. Oh no. Then it finally came to me.
Come on now.
So you know the moment? Things I was most proud of. When she had left the old school and went to the new school. New school was a lot rougher.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. A lot more problems. A lot more issues.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Same sex attraction, a lot of stuff going on. And she's very uncomfortable there because she's used to a different environment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not that those who didn't have a little, but it just had a little bit of this and got a whole lot of stuff going on. And she wants to, you know, she didn't really like going to this.
Yes.
Then one day, she said, I need to stay here. Because I got a couple of friends.
Yeah.
And I've been praying to God to help me with the story. Tell me about Jesus. Thank you.